Bible's book of Exodus chapter 26, and I'm just going to read one verse because I wanted to speak just a little more on the curtain, the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 26 and verse 6, "And thou shalt make 50 taches of gold, and couple the curtains together with the taches, and it shall be one tabernacle." Now, just a little bit of review. These 10 curtains were sewn together of 5 identical curtains each. And then they were coupled, these 2 curtains of 5 sewn together were coupled together by blue loops and gold tashes or hooks, and this became one tabernacle. This assembly of the fine twined linen with blue, purple, scarlet, and gold, it shall be one tabernacle, one dwelling. Just this one big curtain, because it's pretty big. One big curtain, all by itself, is called the tabernacle, because this one curtain shows in type everything we need to know about the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. Because we are to see in the fine twined linen the perfection of Christ's work. It's not just linen. It's fine linen. And it's twined. It's strong. It's not weak. Christ was without sin in all of his work. But there's much more than that. Christ was perfect in all of his actions. As I said, later on you'll read in the Revelations about somebody coming clothed in fine linen. Spotless garments, or what is the way it's spoken of. That's what this is. Fine twine linen with blue and scarlet and purple. Blue loops on the edges, gold tashes putting it together. And cunning cherubims, cherubims of cunning work. Beautiful, strong, clean, and fine. Christ was perfect in all of his actions. Spotless. Jesus Christ always did the right thing. Always, exactly. Always. And I wish I could really grasp that. I actually kind of sometimes feel fairly pleased with myself when I don't do something bad. Okay?
Yeah, true.
I feel fairly pleased about myself when I avoid doing something that I probably shouldn't even have been thinking of. Just to avoid something. Walter, this is for you. I feel pretty good sometimes that I have lived 51 years on this planet and I haven't killed anybody yet. I'm serious about that. Because there have been times, you know, it's a good thing that my gun was in the other room. Or it was at home. And it wasn't in my car. Now, usually later, after I've calmed down, that I feel good that I didn't kill somebody. And that I avoided that situation. Because I have gotten mad enough to shoot somebody. But I didn't. And I do feel good about that because I want to avoid evil and I feel better when I do. But Christ not only avoided the evil, he didn't even have the evil thoughts.
Right.
Now, I understand some people maybe do need killing, okay? I'm not going to get into that.
Right?
Yeah. Vengeance is mine.
Right.
God said it.
Right.
I will repay.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
And he will.
And
that's why it's good that I didn't kill him. Because God's going to kill him one day. God's going to kill me one day. But that'll be good too. But Christ not only avoided the evil, he didn't have one evil thought in his head when dealing with human beings on this planet. And that's a hard thing to do. It's impossible for me. Because if you're in any kind of customer service industry, customers are evil people, I'm going to tell you. Well, so are co-workers some days, but you know. And Walter, I'm not going to go into the fact that somebody works in a prison, okay? But you are surrounded by evil people. I am surrounded by myself. And for Christ to have done this when dealing with human beings as they were on this planet, that's supernatural.
Yeah.
That's deity.
Right.
That's perfection. And I don't even approach it.
No.
And neither does anybody else, no matter what they say.
Yeah.
In this incarnation, when he was here, and, you know, you'll read where he was talking to people, and they murmured.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even have the guts enough to say it out loud.
Right. Right.
And I'm still reminded to this day of my dad at the dinner table, and my little brother at the dinner table when we were kids. And the bad part was my little brother sat right next to my dad. See, I was at the other end of the table. I was sitting next to my mom. But I was left-handed, so I sat on one corner where my left hand didn't interfere with anybody else's, and that was next to Mom. But my dad and my brother would get into it, and this is my little brother, he's 2 years younger than me, and Dad would tell him something, and my little brother would turn his head and go, oh, no. My dad hated that. He did. What'd you say? And get it. The vexation this world can provide you can drive you to homicide. Like, if you're going to say something, say it. Christ never had any of that. Perfection. Perfect works. Well pleasing to the Father. I don't understand that. I believe it. I know he did it. I have no idea in this world how to do it. And see, this is where people don't understand the depravity of man.
Yeah.
I know that I am incapable of any good thing. And any good thing that I actually do is because it was him that worketh in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And at best, I'm an unprofitable servant. At best. That's what the world doesn't know. This is fine twine linen. Perfect work. You know? That rich young ruler that came to Christ said, what should I do to inherit eternal life? You keep the commandments. Well, this I've done since I'm my... What? Give me something hard to do. I've done that. That's the way religious people feel. Now, he went away sorrowful, and I have hope for him. Because Christ kind of explained to him a little bit about what it means to keep those Ten Commandments. Give away everything you have. Follow me. That's when they get that look on their face like, I never heard that before. Well, you thought you were keeping the Ten Commandments. This I've done. Christ did. He loved the Lord his God with all his heart, all his mind, all his soul, and all his strength. And he loved his neighbor as himself. I don't. And I never will. Until maybe I awaken his likeness. Then hopefully some things are going to change for the better. But that fine twine linen shows his perfection in all things. And you add to that fine twine linen the blue threads, showing his heavenly origin and place to which Christ returned. The blue shows that he came down from the Father of lights, who's the one who gives perfect gifts. The blue also shows his ascension back to the same Father of lights where Christ ever lives to make intercession for his people, not for everybody. He makes intercession for us. And that's only because we need intercession, because of what I just said a while back. And we need this intercession every day. Yeah. Believers should know that God has his own plan. Believers also should know that from the beginning, God declared the how, the why, the when, the where of the end. The whole thing. Christ is in heaven now at the right hand of the Father, making that end come to pass. The end which he declared from the beginning. He has spoken it, he shall bring it to pass. Christ has purposed it. Christ will also do it. And the blue shows this. In this fine twine linen, the blue's in there. Because Christ came from the Father. And the blue shows this right now. But our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he hath pleased. And that's another part of that one big curtain. The purple shows that Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is King. Not that he was King, not that he will be King, although he was King and he will be King. He was King in the beginning. The purple was put in with this fine twine linen as part of the plan before Moses ever made it. The purple was in there. God told Moses to make it this way because this blue, this purple, and this fine twine linen have always been together. Christ was King before Moses ever made this curtain. The showing of the kingship of Christ was built into the tabernacle that's made up of these 10 curtains. And the same goes for the scarlet. This shows the shedding of Christ's blood was not an afterthought. It was put into this curtain in the planning stage, Mason, because Christ's sacrifice was the plan from the beginning. There is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Not one thing. Christ's sacrifice was the plan. It wasn't a contingency plan to be used in case of an unseen emergency. It wasn't David. It wasn't the world's biggest mistake, and I'd have stopped it if I'd have been there. Some fool preacher, and I mean that literally, some fool preacher said that on television, wasn't it? This is the biggest mistake in the world, and I would have stopped it if I'd have been there. You'd have been dead if you tried. And I'd like to see you try, but I'm trying not to want to kill people anymore. So. Remember what I said last week about reading comprehension levels? It goes for preachers too. You want to stop the sacrifice for sin forever for God's people, you a fool. You an idiot, and you need to be taken out back and shot. And I will give whoever does it a community service award for making the community a better place to live in. I'm serious. To stand up and say that from a pulpit is about the worst kind of heresy I can think of. That was the plan. They're scarlet in with this fine twine linen. The blood has to be shed. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Right.
And there never has been.
Right.
And there never will be. Christ's sacrifice is the plan. In Christ, we have hope. Outside of Christ is absolutely, positively, completely, thoroughly, no hope outside of him. This scarlet was woven into the fine twine linen with the blue and the purple from the beginning. And we look back now with a hindsight granted to us by God the Holy Spirit with the knowledge that he has given us through the word and through revelation. Believers can see that this assembly of curtains shows the plan of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The fine twine linen, the blue, the scarlet, the purple, the cherubim of cunning work is all revealing the face of Jesus Christ. And these two big curtains sewn together are connected by gold hooks, tashes they call them. There's discussion whether it's hooks or buttons or whatever, but there's no discussion on the fact that they were made of pure gold. The deity. This curtain, which is called the tabernacle, is held together by deity.
Yeah, right.
By God's power. This is God's plan for God's tabernacle, where God is going to dwell with God's people, even when they're in the wilderness. And then they're going to carry it on over into the promised land with them. Matter of fact, it's going to lead the way. This is an act of God's work, not men. This is the work of God. This takes the power of God. This shows this tabernacle is made by the will and power of God Almighty, which is Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the God-man. And we'll see, if we look at it, the perfect holiness, righteousness, sinlessness, heavenly sacrificing Savior who is himself God, deity, divine, with a heavenly origin, a heavenly dwelling, an earthly incarnation, a holy walk in the flesh, not sinful flesh, but the likeness of. Perfect work in the flesh, kingship, kingdom, royalty, perfect sacrifice through his shed blood. It's all in this one big old curtain, huge curtain. This one tabernacle shows all of this. This one tabernacle. And this, verse 6 says, it shall be one tabernacle. It is. The stuff that's under it, the stuff that's in it, that's gravy. It shows more of what it is and who Christ is and what this tabernacle represents. But this one curtain is the tabernacle. That's what it says. Just for fun, I'll read the next verse. Because it talks about the covering. It says, and thou shalt make curtains of goat's hair to be a covering upon the tabernacle. This curtain is the tabernacle. This curtain is the dwelling place of God. This curtain is Christ, along with everything else. Underneath it, above it, on top of it, it's all showing Christ. And I like it. I do. I like the fine twine linen. I like the blue. I like the scarlet, I like the purple, I like the gold, because it all shows Jesus Christ dwelling with his people in the wilderness by purpose, by plan, and then Moses actually built the thing. And the pillar of fire came down, the pillar of smoke by day, the pillar of fire by night. And it led those people throughout that wilderness for 40 years. They didn't cross out of that wilderness. But that was where the tabernacle was. That was where the tabernacle led them. And eventually, it leads them out. Those that God has chosen to come out. Every single one. Our Heavenly Father, we are again thankful for this time and this place. And we're thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, who has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And we are thankful that he has chosen to save his people from their sins. And he has chosen to reveal himself to those people that he has chosen. And Lord, we ask that you would teach us your will and your way, because we want to learn more about you and about all that you've done for us, and all that you've done to us, and all that you shall do for us. And in his name we ask, amen.